This is where you begin on your dog's fitness and conditioning journey. To get started, we're going to show you how to assess your dog's body condition and fitness so that we can personalize your dog's program to your dog's current strengths and weaknesses. First, you're going to evaluate your dog's body condition. To do this, stand your dog on the floor or on a stable table and have someone feeding treats to keep your dog in position and to make sure that this is a positive experience. Place your dog in what's known as a stacked position. You might have seen dogs standing this way when being judged in the confirmation ring. A stacked position gives the best and most consistent view of a dog's overall body and structure. The most critical components of this position are that your dog's lower leg, the radius and ulna, are perpendicular to the ground. Your dog's rear pasterns from the tarsus or hock to the foot are perpendicular to the ground. And the dog's head is held up and looking straight ahead. In this position, you can easily evaluate your dog's body condition and fitness. We have a video called How to Stack Your Dog to Assess Body Condition and Fitness that shows you exactly how to accomplish this. You'll find it located right after this video. To assess whether your dog is at a healthy weight, you'll use the tissue tent test. Using this method, you can actually feel how much subcutaneous fat your dog has. To perform this test, first locate the area where your dog's last four ribs are, about a third of the way down from the top line, as you can see circled in red in this diagram. In that area, all there is a top layer of skin, a middle layer of subcutaneous fat, and then the bony ribs below. Now, with your thumb and index finger, press deeply in towards the ribs, and then, while continuing to press inward, close your thumb and index finger together, pinching all of the tissue between your fingers. Don't worry, it's not going to hurt your dog. Once you have all the tissue gathered between your fingers, pull outward, making a tent of your dog's tissue. As you make that tent, you'll feel a layer of slightly bumpy textured tissue below the skin slip through your fingers in the direction of the red arrow in this diagram. That's your dog's layer of subcutaneous fat. See if you can estimate how thick it is. Repeat these steps a few times if you need to. Many people can't feel that fat layer at first, and usually it's because they aren't grabbing enough tissue. So remember, pinch deep and hold tight as you pull the tissue tent away from the skin. Another method that many people use to evaluate their dog's weight is the Purina Body Condition Score, or BCS. The BCS is a 9-point scale that uses a visual and descriptive assessment of the dog to determine if it's too thin, too heavy, or just right. It's said that a BCS of 4 to 5 is ideal. For a 4, this is described as, quote, ribs easily palpable with minimal fat covering, waist easily noted, and abdominal tuck evident, end quote. And a 5 is described as, quote, ribs palpable without excess fat covering, waist observed behind ribs, and abdomen tucked up when viewed from the side, end quote. As we see it, there's several problems with descriptions such as this. First of all, these descriptions might apply to a short-coated, average-structured dog. But what about dogs with big barrel chests and heavy, wavy, or sculpted coats, such as the Bernese Mountain Dog, or the Portuguese Water Dog, or other breeds like this Pekingese? And what about the sighthounds, all of which have a tucked up abdomen even when they're significantly overweight? On top of that, when they say ribs palpable without excess fat covering, how do we really know what's excess? Finally, Purina's own study showed that the percent body fat of a dog with a BCS of 5 out of 9 can range from 7% to 30%. That's so broad a range that we don't feel it's specific enough to help us keep our active dogs at a good weight. There's so many different breeds and body types that we feel that this type of vague description falls far short of what we need to make appropriate decisions regarding our dog's body weight. So we just use the tissue tent test. It's fast, simple, and makes it very easy to track your dog's body condition weekly and modify your dog's diet appropriately. Long term, you can track your dog's actual weight in pounds or kilos when you visit your veterinarian's office. But the tissue tent test is an assessment that should be performed weekly so that you can modify your dog's intake accordingly. Okay, what if you've determined that your dog has to lose a little weight? Well, here are two proven painless methods to easily accomplish that. The first is to provide your dog with a high fiber diet. All you need to do is reduce your dog's total daily intake by a quarter to a third and add back double that amount of canned or fresh cooked pumpkin. Your dog will end up eating a greater volume of food, so he or she will feel full, but will be taking in fewer calories. You can use any vegetable that's very low in calories as long as you grind it up so that you can accurately measure the amount. But most dogs just love the texture and taste of pumpkin, and it comes already cooked and canned, so that's what we recommend. As a bonus, the pumpkin provides roughage so your dog won't become constipated, as can happen when you just reduce your dog's overall food intake. Watch the weight peel off your dog as you monitor the thickness of the layer of subcutaneous fat using a tissue tent test. Once your dog is at an appropriate weight, you can begin to add back its regular food, but keep monitoring your dog's fat layer weekly and modify its food intake appropriately. You'll likely never go back to feeding the same amount that you were feeding that result in your dog becoming overweight. The second method is for dogs that are fed mainly a dry dog food diet. It involves feeding 30% more volume of wet food, such as canned, dry reconstituted, raw, or cooked food, thus replacing some of the dry food with water, since wet foods have much higher water content than dry foods. Again, just monitor your dog's subcutaneous fat thickness weekly and modify its food intake appropriately. With either of these diets, your dog will feel satiated and won't look like the one in this picture.